Gracias, señora.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The first indigenous mayor, coordinator of the Ishula people in Guatemala. A warm greeting to one and all. Since 2013, September of 2017, Guatemala signed the statement. However, very little, precious little has been done to implement it. In 2013, the Constitutional Court of Guatemala overturned the ruling for the Ishula genocide case during the armed conflict. In 2012, the army massacred six and injured more than 40 throughout the Topakang area for having peacefully protested. The ruling handed down this year absolved the military officer, the soldiers. The Constitutional Court in 2015 ordered four consultation processes with indigenous peoples. None has been done. However, in 2019, Guatemala presented a report indicating that those consultations had been undertaken. In the Ishula area, the three hydroelectric areas generating a tremendous amount of megawatts of energy, but there are more than 100 communities that are not receiving electricity. In recent years, we have used legal mechanisms and political mechanisms to press the state to ensure our rights, that they punish genocide, that they restore land rights, that they bring laws in step with the statements. However, the response has been to criminalize, intimidate, and repress with unfavorable rulings. The current slate of in the Supreme Court is under the pressure from criminal elements, government bodies, including the prosecutor's office and the military, are included in the angle list in the United States. We had a inconstitutional court of justice. It was illegal and illegitimate. It has been replaced by a similar court, and that was the case at the end of last year. Today, there is no legislative policy with a focus on the UN Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples. Municipal governments are not respecting the content of the declaration. On 1 September 2021, we were victims of a violent expulsion ordered by the municipal council in Neva. There was complicity from the prosecutor's office and other judicial bodies. There continue to be lawyers working to support the undermining of customary law, criminalizing indigenous communities. As the first mayor, I've been criminalized for implementing customary law. The courts of justice must ensure democracy and human rights. It is for that reason that we call for the experts of the mechanism. Help us. Please help us to study this. Please counsel us and our country in the selection of magistrates and dialogue that the current president of the republic and indigenous authorities are undertaking, the goal being to continue to contribute to the implementation.